a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Babbel, Language for Life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
50 years we're diving into this Memorial Day weekend. 50 years of albums that have aged gracefully in terms of their relevance, importance, and overall coolness factor here on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. Matt Wolf and 1973, a big year as far as debut albums go, including one of the holy grails of Southern rock. You just don't get any bigger than Lynyrd Skynyrd's pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, and at its core, their signature number, Freebird. That song now taking on even more special meaning due to the passing of Skynyrd founding member Gary Rossington a couple of months ago.
To be very honest, I was just devastated. I mean, I've been with Gary for 36 years and known him all my life.
There's current Skynyrd frontman, Johnny Van Zandt.
He said, you know what? I want the music to carry on. I want it to carry on, and I want Skynyrd to be around forever, you know, and our fans are so great, buddy, that, you know, it's hard. It's like family to us. It really is. I mean, I know bands go, oh, our fans are the best fans. You know what? I don't know. A Skynyrd fan would be hard to beat. They're tied to it emotionally. They're not going to go anywhere. And they're turning their kids on to it in new generations.
is a bird now. And this bird you cannot change. Oh, and the bird you cannot change. And this bird you cannot change. Lord knows I can't change.
Leonard Skinner, of course, and Free Bird on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. You know you're bound to hear that this summer. Skinner out on the road with ZZ Top for the Sharp Dress Simple Man Tour. And while you're at it, raise a glass to Gary Rosington, too. Matt Wolf, speaking of shows and legendary, if not infamous, concerts, 1973, also the year when during a run of shows at Madison Square Garden, one of the biggest bands in the world was robbed of $200,000. Oh, yeah, that happened. Yeah, it did. Right out of the safety deposit box at the hotel that they were staying at. The crime, by the way, still unsolved for Led Zeppelin. Maybe $200,000 poorer, but very rich in terms of popularity that year, releasing their fifth album, Houses of the Holy.
Led Zeppelin 4 is an iconic record, and I think there was a lot of pressure to think, what's the next record going to be?
That's Jason Hanley, VP of Education for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Now, that next record, of course, Houses of the Holy, which Jason says was a creative high for the band.
They had more time to play around with it. They had home studios at that point, and you get some really great songs on there, but also them experimenting with flanging and speeding up the vocals and changing different things and layering sounds. This album was their moment to experiment and have fun and do something different, and because of that, it's become one of the great iconic records of rock and roll.
Come on,
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Bring your color to life. 1973, the Steve Miller Band released their eighth studio album, The Joker.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. 'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Ooh, yeah, baby, I sure show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. Talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
Love. Coming up on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
And it's not that different than the Beatles going to Hamburg and playing night after night in the clubs in the red light districts, because those are the places that need music. Those are the places that need entertainment.
We look at the impact of the Jersey Shore music scene and how it molded Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPN.
Hey, music. Do you like music?
You'll never look at music the same way again.
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by NHTSA. Not wearing a seatbelt could cost you a ticket or your life. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Yep, flipping through the crates were some legendary albums and songs turning 50 years old this year. Matt Wolf, hope the Memorial Day break is going well for you, especially if you have some beach time. I know here in New York we live for the summer because winters are just plain terrible here. Although, this past winter, not so bad. And back in 1973, speaking of the beach more specifically, the Jersey Shore, it just seemed this guy was just about everywhere. So 1973 seemingly belonged to Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, and deservedly so, thanks to not one, but two albums released that year. First, you had Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and then it was The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. Both albums the culmination of many a night performing along the Jersey Shore boardwalk and all points in between.
So when you read or you hear Bruce Springsteen talk about coming up, there was this sense of there was a circuit.
That's music critic and author Alan Light, who says that circuit was crucial in developing the legendary E Street sound we've all come to know and love today, and still going strong 50 years later.
There were a bunch of bars, there were a bunch of clubs, and there was a place to go and work night after night and develop your craft, hone your skills, and it's out of those kinds of scenes. And it's not that different than the Beatles going to Hamburg and playing night after night in the clubs in the red light districts, because those are the places that need music, those are the places that need entertainment.
cause I play in a rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa lured the fool, he locked you in your room. I'm coming to lend a hand. I'm coming to liberate you, confiscate you. I want to be your man. Someday we'll look back on this.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by StockCharts.com. Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. 1973, Queen released their self-titled debut album.
I was told
twisting down through Disney Road to my grave.
On ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
When he went in to make Band on the Run, he really wanted to say, you know, this is the album where I'm going to show everyone.
We look back on Paul McCartney's Band on the Run.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
92.9.
We'll certainly look forward to that.
And 96.5 WBPM.
And that's what makes America great, isn't it?
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Find your neighborhood store or shop online at sherman-williams.com.
Putting it in gear this Memorial Day weekend as we continue our look back at albums and songs at the 50-year mark. How many times have you said, no way, that song is 50 years old during this show? I know. But it's the cold, harsh reality of it all, and we're here to lighten the blow. Matt Wolf, this is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, putting the DeLorean and the Flux Capacitor back to 1973, and we'll get this set started off with album number 5 from Sir Paul McCartney. Band on the Run technically is the third album from Paul McCartney and his band Wings, and it turns out to be his most successful after the breakup of the Beatles. Now, you have to ask, why did it take that long for a Beatle to get to that point?
In the post-Beatles landscape, McCartney's albums that he had put out up to that point were not loved by the critics. Paul McCartney had sort of lost his artistic credibility.
That's ABC Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale, who says McCartney did indeed have something to prove on this outing.
The other thing about Band on the Run is that so many of the songs have this sort of theme of freedom and escaping, not just the title track. I think that maybe when he went in with this desire to sort of prove himself artistically, he wanted to make it like a thematic through line, like some of the best Beatles albums, like Sgt. Pepper's, for example. So when he went in to make Band on the Run, he really wanted to say, you know, this is the album where I'm going to show everyone. And he did that.
Get out of here.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. 1973, the Doobie Brothers released their third studio album, The Captain and Me.
Doobie Brothers and Long Train Running from 1973 is The Captain and Me on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, spotlighting those albums that have gone 5 decades around the big yellow blob called the sun. It's Matt Wolf thanking you for the hang time this weekend. Hope the summer goes very smooth for you. And we'll wrap it up with a guy who doesn't seem to want to wrap it up by any means. His residency at Madison Square Garden now going close to 9 years. Wow. And this is the title cut from his second album, released 50 years ago in November of 1973. Billy Joel on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
Making love to his tonic and gin. song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la, 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 di, di, da. La, la, di, di, da, di, da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Alan Light, Derek Trucks, and Susan Tedeschi, Jill Lances, Johnny Van Zandt, Ricky Medlock, Andrea Dresdale, Billy Gibbons, Tom Johnston, Jason Hanley, Callie Reynolds, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.